In one of the world's most congested cities, the partial relaxation of COVID-19 restrictions couldn't come soon enough. Families have been rushing into theme parks, savouring a semblance of normality. It's more than 100 days since basketball was banned, but for these players, it feels longer than that.
It's happy to be here again. Like, it's been half a year, so it's happy to be here again.
To be able to get back to court and to start playing, it's a start.
But while bars and beaches remain closed, restaurants can now stay open longer. But one owner says his industry has paid a heavy price for the government pandemic strategy, which has seen around 2,500 eateries close since early January.
It's not the policy itself. It's the lack of clarity. It's the confusion and chaos, the flip-flopping that's been quite sort of frustrating for us. Even if there's a spike in the number of cases, I hope the attitude is that we have to live with this now.
Hong Kong's standing as Asia's premier financial centre was already under pressure before the fifth wave. The European Chamber of Commerce says that up to half its members are considering leaving Hong Kong, in part because of its tough coronavirus restrictions. One expert, though, doubts they'll all go through with it.
It's easy to leave. It's more difficult to come back. They're considering leaving, and probably after some due diligence, they realize that, you know, Hong Kong remains to be a vibrant financial center.
Hong Kong's airport was once Asia's busiest. It's now eerily quiet. On Monday, no flights arrive from outside Asia. Airlines are banned for a week if three or more passengers test positive for COVID from the same flight. And everyone entering the territory must quarantine for a week in a hotel. Many other countries in Asia, including Singapore and South Korea, have opened their borders to fully vaccinated travellers who no longer need to quarantine. That, in turn, is helping their economies to grow again. But Hong Kong, like mainland China, is sticking doggedly to what it calls a dynamic zero infection strategy. That means eliminating the virus rather than learning to live with it. It's a strategy that many economists warn could damage Hong Kong's economic future. Adrian Brown, Al Jazeera, Hong Kong.